Vayta Bakmorid. Arkof Gimel Muralu. Let's take a look. The Gemara says, Zeh Poysel Dayara Chule. What does it mean? Zeh Poysel Dayara Chule. This guy's dying. So let's see the Gemara inside, okay? The Gemara inside what it says. Go ahead, Adam. Read the Gemara. Go ahead. The two dots there.
Which Adam?
Okay? You. Third wide line. You got it there, Adam? You got it on the computer. Third wide line.
Kol kamine
deposel dayane. What's that kasha mean? Kol kamine. What does kol kamine mean translated into English? What do you say? Means do you have enough what? Do you have enough koach? Do you have enough power? To translate it well, kol kamine means do you have enough power, halacha lamaisa, to pasul the dayan? What gives you the right to pasul my dayan that I chose? Okay? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Kol kamine. How's it shayich? Do you have enough koach to pasul the other guy's dayan? So, you see from this kasha a tremendous thing. What do you see from this kasha? You see from this kasha, halacha lemaisa, that in order to what? In order to apostle a dayan, or for that matter an aid, how many people should you need to apostle?
Three.
Two guys! Each litigant wants to apostle the other guy's dayan? He's one guy! In order to apostle a dayan, says the Rav Zatzal, the kasha, the Gemara, is based on the fact you need two. You need two guys to apostle. So it's Shnayim Kedei L'Fasel. You need two guys out Pidin. This is what the Rav pointed out. Kedei Lifsol. Kedei Lifsol Dayan. Sarich Shnei Aiden. It's not enough. You're not enough. Kol Kamine? The Rambam writes Beferish and Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hilchos Aidus Halacha Aleph. Let's get it down. If two guys testify on Mr. X that he ate a piece of ham, even though they didn't give masra, they don't like it. In order to be apostolatus, you need to have two. Halacha lemaisa. You need to have two. And it is clear, halacha lemaisa, that you need to have two. You need to have two to apostolatus. And don't tell me you need two in order to say that it should be like trey v'trey. It's like you need two people to apostle Aiden if they haven't come into Beis Din. You can't say that, Lamaish. What do we say the halacha of Eidech and Yuchsuk meant? What does Eidech and Yuchsuk mean? The Eidech comes and says the piece is ham, right? He's believed. And then 2 hours later, Aiden come in and what? 2 hours later, what happens? Aiden come in and see a guy eat the ham. Is he given Malchus? Yes. Because there's two phases. Eid Echad Yuchsuk, Halacha Lamaisa. Even though Malchus, you normally need two Eidim, but to establish the ham as ham, one Eid is enough. But then you have two Eidim that saw a guy ate it. You don't say, oh, Lahachsik's the Eidim Sulim, you need to apostle the Eidim. Right? Just like an Eid Echad is enough to what? Just like an Eid Echad is enough to declare the ham ham, right? So too, we should have one Eid enough to declare the guy's puzzle. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's the difference in ham and the guy? His status is the same as ham. No? Why should you need to have two Aidim? Don't tell me you need two in order to apostle the Haggadah's Aidus. That it should be like trey v'trey. That you need two, even apostle, even though he hasn't yet come in to testify. You can't say that. And also you can't say you need two to because it's Aidus that's going to be in the future. Because it's not true. Just like an Eidach can make the ham a ham, and an Eidach can say the guy's a bad guy. No? So the Rav said, and the Rav develops, I want you to get this. The Rav wanted to say, Lagabi, the status of a Gavra, you always need two Eidim. Just like there's a famous cloud, Halacha Lemaisa, to establish a Shem Sul, in order to establish a Shem Sul, the Gavra, you need to have how many Eidim? Sarich Shnei Eidim. In order to establish a someone's status, whether he's Kosher or Apostle Stephen, you need two Eidim. That's the bottom line.
Is that only regarding psul or regarding anything that would
status, in yonim of status, Ellie, whether the guy's an evid or a mamzer or a kosher, in yonim of status, it is very similar to the notion of ein davar. What does ein davar shev'irva pachas mishnayim mean? What does it mean? Matters of ishus. Matters of marriage requires how many eidim? Two eidim. Yes? Matters of marriage require two eidim. There's no doubt. However, what about znus? To establish a woman as a zona. What's the din? That's an isser. Rava says you need two eidim. A machloik is a bai in Rava kedushin samach vava mer aleph. Whether ishto zin saved echad. Rava says you're not neman. It's ein davar shiva pachas mishnayim. And a rabbi says you're neman. So what is the makor I gave you in Tyson getting on Bezim and Bay, Stephen? What's the makor for Eidach and Neman B'Yisuru? What did Tyson say in getting Bezim and Bay? What's the makor for Eidach and Neman B'Yisuru? Tyson says in getting on that Bezim and Bay. What's the makor? Tyson says the makor is what? What's the makor of Eidach and Neman B'Yisuru? V'Sofrala, Tyson said. V'Sofrala. The woman counts when she's a Zaba, that she's a Nida, she's no longer a Nida, she go to Mikveh now, and we believe her. Taisa says, that's the marker for Edachad Neman B'Yisurim. Now that's B'Yisurim? Isn't this talking about when she's a Nida, and if she lives with her husband, she's a Nida, that's a Chiv Karis. But that's the marker for Yisurim. See, Dabra Shabir is not just Yisuri Bia, it's Yoni Ishus. So halach lemaisa, how is it shayach the klal of davar shebirva to the din of ishus azinsa? It's an iser bia greater. So it's like a machalas asuras. So why is it considered davar shebirva? So and also the status of someone's a ben grusha ben chalutzi, you didn't require two edim. So that's what the rav wanted to say. To establish what someone's status is, you require two edim. That is why the gemara goes nuts here and says kol kamine adam. Kol kamine, do you have enough koach to apostle? You're only one man. In order to apostle someone and create a status, what do you need, Adam? You need two Adam. One is not enough. Api alacha. You need to have bona fide two. So that's what this klal is coming from. Okay? Even though ain davar shiva bachas mishnayim, but to create a status, halacha lemaisa, and to establish that that woman is a zona, you need two Adam. Okay? To establish the halacha lemaisa, Yisurim is you know, different. Yisurim is just the status. But a psul gavra, you need a davar shabir. But davar shabir pachas mishnayim is not just like abi ishuts, it's also a psul gavra. So that's what I'm going to write under. A shame zona, a shame cholo. So we got that in yoni ishuts, and also psule gavra as well. So that's what I want to bring out. That's what the Rav stressed, Stephen, is this kasha the gemara. The kasha, the gemara of kol kamine is, you don't have enough koyach, you as an individual, to passel this dying, to passel this aid. Because you're only one man, you're not two. Okay? That's the koyach of what kol kamine. And that's what it means, halach lamaisa. I mean, the makor is, it's talking about Yisuri B of Aziva. So davar shirba is not just Yisuri B of Aziva, it's Yoni Ishus, halach lamaisa. Okay? So we're referring to a status. Halacha lemaisa. Ein davar shiva pachas mishnayim includes ishus in yonim marriage, but also in yonim of a status. Is she a zona? Is she not? That's why the gemara jumps and says there's no way you should be believed. Okay, that's the kasha the gemara ain and kol kamin. Okay, Viter, go ahead. Let's see Viter in the gemara.
Amar Yochanan.
Go ahead.
Barakos shebisuria sheno avamukumla.
Oh, so what's the answer?
For across Syria, since they're the fact that they're not really in that mukhin, they don't really know their Torah, that, so well, then for them, it would not be enough. For a mukhin, it would be enough.
And therefore, you could pass our Kosh of Syria. You cannot pass who?
Mukhin.
Excellent. Okay, let's get this down. Beferish machloikis in the Rishonim here. What is our Kosh of Syria? Okay? The way I think I'd like to pose it, basically, is, are they like Yoshvei Kronos, or are they less than Yoshvei Kronos that we learned at the beginning of the year in Gimel and Aleph? Are they Yoshvei Kronos, or are they less than Yoshvei Kronos? So, Rashi and Tosfos and the Tais HaRosh, okay, and the Rabbeinu David, both write that our kos, our Dayane our kos Shibisuria are like what? Are like Yoshve Kronos, okay? They are like Yoshve Kronos. They're not Amaratzim Gmurim. They are Hedyotos. Lomaisa, they are Hedyotos. And as the way the Rav wants to say it, according to Rav David Banfur, Lomaisa is that they're not Smuchim, but they're familiar with what? They're familiar, Halacha Lomaisa, with what? With Dinim. In fact, we know the Gemara said that what? It's impossible to have three guys and not one of them know how to learn. The Gemara has a line in Gimel Amaraf. Ef Shar Shaloh, someone's a Gomer of a Sofer. Remember we had that? So therefore, Reb Meir is of the opinion, let's get this down, that since you can possible the Dayan you chose, you can say, you know what? My Dayan is the one who knows how to learn. Your Dayan is the guy who doesn't know how to learn. So since your Dayan is the guy who doesn't know how to learn, therefore they can possible one another. In fact, you know what? The Dayan that I chose doesn't want to what? Doesn't want to sit. Moshe wrote, I want a Dayan Mumcha. And he won't be able to sit with your guy, Halacha L'maisa. Let's say I want a third guy that's going to be a good fellow. So if I want a third guy that's going to be a good fellow, I'll never be able to get a good third guy with the guy you chose. So that's Reb Meir's Svara. What's the Chachamim Svara? What's the Chachamim Svara? The Chachamim Svara is what? What's the Chachamim Svara? The Chachamim Svara, I want you to get this down according to David Banfur. What does Reb David Banfur say? What does Reb David Banfur say? He says what? He says no, that they were elected by the community. Since they were elected by the community, that means they have to have some legitimacy to them. And since they're elected by the community, Halacha L'maisa, the Dayan is masking to sit with them b'din, plus the fact they've been around for many years, they know what's going on, Halacha L'maisa, they're makar k'saz dinim, and therefore, Halacha L'maisa, the city would not have elected them. So I want you to get this down, that's how Rav David Banfur writes pshat, these are kos suri are yoshve kronos, but L'maisa Reb Meir says, that, you know what, I can choose that, you know what, he's the guy that doesn't know how to learn, plus the fact he'll never want to sit with this guy, and therefore the Reb Meir says, I can quickly pass them. Chum say no, please get it down. The Chum say he was elected by the community, Hamchu Rabim Alein. He was elected by the community, he's already Nisragel B'Ksaz Dinim, and therefore Halacha L'maisa, the mumchi won't have any akpata to sit with him, and therefore we can get the job done. It's not a problem. In fact, the Ramban, please get this, the Ramban says beferish with Rabbeinu David, ein rabim imam chelen roi bakar ele b'dine stom. The community is only going to appoint guys that are jokers. Roi bakar is the phrase used in the next Mishnah Chavdal Manaf. Those guys are only used for dine stom. Not to be a cruel person, but you're not going to elect a person that doesn't know anything. Since they are regivim leshe b'din, if shadlo b'kim b'dini, they're going to know some dinin. Shumach yisav rabban en yachol afaslo. Therefore, the Ramban say not possible. So let's write on the board according to the Ramban and Reb David Banfur, Ramban and Rabbeinu David, the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. You see clearly that our kos shebesuria, our kos shebesuria. What is it all about? It's all about that what? It's Yoshvei Kronos. It's Yoshvei Kronos. Reb Meir says, I can passel. Yachol Lefoslo to say that what? The guy doesn't know how to learn. Yachol Lefoslo. The guy doesn't know how to learn. And the Chachamim say, what are you talking about? Hamchu Rabim Alehem. Hamchu. He was elected Rabim Alehem. He was elected. He obviously knows some dinim. He's been experienced, he sat there, and you cannot stomp possible them without a riot. Okay, so that's the pshat of the Ramban and Reb David Banfur, Halacha L'maisa, okay? And that's how it comes out that according to the Rabbeinu David Banfur L'maisa, he's saying the pshat is that, and I want you to get this down, by an Amar it's Gomer, please get it down, and the Rav points this out according to Reb David Banfur and the Ramban, that an Amaritz, Roim, Achein, Legabe Am Haaretz Gomer, an Amaritz Gomer who's worse than a what? Worse than Yoshe Kronitz. Lo Mawil, bless you. Lo Mawil, Hamchu, Rabim, Lo Hamchu, Rabim Alehen. Okay? The election will not help. Okay? The guy's an unmarried scholar. That's what you see from who? That's what you see from the Ramban. Okay? You see from the Ramban, there will be no such Kabbalah. And it's mashma like that in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Pirak Dava, Lachatet Vav, that if the Reish Galusa appoints a Dayan that's not Ra'ui, what does the Rambam call him? Please get this Rambam down. Dalad Tet Vav. He says, you're Makdish Baal Moon. It's like you were Makdish Baal Moon. If the Reish Galusa appoints a Dayan who knows nothing, it's like Makdish Baal Moon. Now, if you try to be Makdish an animal that has a blemish, what's the din, Jacob? Zizin, Zizin. You're usually all these diseases, the mice. Okay? What is this? The Rambam says, you're Makdish Baal Moon. What's the din? You're Makdish Baal Moon. If I'm Makdish an animal, it's a Baal Moon. Is it Chal? It's not Chal. Ain't no, it might be Chal, I should say, it might be Chal Kedushas Domin, but it can't be put on the Mizbeach. Ain't no Chal Legabe Mizbeach. It cannot be put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, what? I want you to get this down. According to David Banfor and the Rambam, if you're a Makdish, halacha lamaisa. If you're a Makdish, a Baal Moon, Mitzakeh, Michal, vis-a-vis the Mizbeach. And therefore, what? Therefore, if he's an Amar, it's Gomer, Hamchu, Rabbi, Malim is not going to help at all. One sec, Ali. So according to David Banfor, who would be Mishar Psulim? Kabbalah's Kyle doesn't help. Like Abi Amar, it's in Shar Psulim. They're all considered to be what? What are they all considered to be? What do you say? They're all considered to be Puzzle, and a Kabbalah will not help, according to Reb David Banfor in the Ramban. However, let me just get the other sheet, Eli. Who argues on this? The Chiddush Yaron. Excellent. The one I wanted you to see. Quotes us all here. What does the Chiddush Yaron say? He says, Arkoh Shebesuria means what? He says, it means Amaratz and Gmurim. Leis Man Napolik, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. It means Amaratz and Gmurim. That's what it means. It means Amaratz and Gmurim. We're talking about a place that has no B'nai Torah in it. So what are you supposed to do? You have to appoint someone. So what do? You appoint someone that's responsible. In fact, the Beis Yosef in Simen Ches quotes, the Rashba was asked a question, the great Rashba, on a place where no one knew anything. So they wanted to know, what do we do about appointing Dayanim? So Rashba said, Halach Lamaisa, he said, Mekabel, appoint Dayanim that are, respectable people, that are nice people, that will be able to figure things out, and the Chazon Ish writes based on Seichel, and they will be your judges. And therefore, that's the way the Chiddush Yaron learns up the Gemara. So the Chiddush Yaron learns that they're mamish, amaratzim gmurim, halacha lemaisim, but the kal was mekabel upon them to be good. So Remeir says, even if they're Makabah, you can passel them. And the Chum say, no, halacha lemaise, it's all good when they're Makabah. And that would apply both by a Rasha, a Psul, and a Karav as well. So we're right down to Chiddush Yaron. He writes, Amaratzim Gmurim. Amaratzim Gmurim. And the Machlokas is the Kabbalah good. But I want you to get down to your notes. It's not just by a what? Not just by apostles, by a Karav, a Rasha. All the Dinim will have this halacha lemaise. Okay? We won't limit it. Karo, Apostle, Russia, that's the story, guys. Okay? So it's a fundamental machloikis. So it comes out according to Chiddush Yaron. Obviously, Kabbalah works in Amaratzim Gmurim. According to Ramban and Rabbeinu Dovid, it doesn't work. Now, we'll get to your question in one sec, Eli. The Chazon Ish says you got to be very careful about this. Because these guys that are being your Dayanu who don't know anything, let them do it al pi seichel. Let them do it to make shalom, shara. But please don't let them try to look up a secular law book and try to plug that into what we should do. Because that's a terrible issue we know of our cause, which we've mentioned before. And he says it's a very terrible thing. In fact, if you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri says they're Domin L'Omen Hadas U'B'chukim V'Nimusim. I want you to get that down. He writes, Domin L'Omen Hadas B'chukim U'B'Nimusim. So here, the Birkei Shai says the Chazonish, that Miri seems to be against the Chazonish. So I want to say not that way. I want to say Pshat is that the Miri means exactly like the Chazonish. They weren't Bekim B'Torah. The Miri seems to say like who? Like the Chiddush Rabbeinu, Chiddush Yaron, that they're Amaratzim Gmurim. But they have to figure it out. Even though he says, U'man Adas B'chukim Nusi, it doesn't mean Chukos HaGoyim. It doesn't mean that they take out the secular books and try to plug it in. Chas V'Shalom. I think the Miri means exactly like the Chazanish. He was bothered by this, that the Miri seems to be against the Chazanish. Maybe the Miri might be an advocate of them trying to look up those dinim. Chas v'shalom. No one's going to say to look up the secular laws. So this is what I want to suggest. Poshup shat l'maisu. Let's get down the Miri. Miri has a lashon. Shadon omen adas. We'll put the Miri together with the what? With the Chedushi Aran. Allah l'maisu. And the Chazanish would say, well, you know what? That's exactly what I mean. I don't mean to that show up secular books and try to employ our cult system toss. Rachman ol etzlan. But the fundamental machloikus comes out is would Kabbalah works on Amaratzim. According to Chedushi Aran and the Miri, yes. According to Rabban and Rabbeinu David, absolutely not. It will not work at all in this halacha. And we put, do we write down the Rambam? Yes. The Rambam as well is with the what? Chedush Rabbeinu David and the Rabban Rabbeinu David, that it's like Mimakdash Abalmu. For Resh Galusa points at time, he doesn't know how to learn, it's like a zero. Halacha l'mais. Okay? You follow me? So that's a fundamental machlokes of our kosher of the Surya Al Pidin. Yes, Ellie, go ahead. You've been very patient. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
So, I mean, when you're looking at Rabban David and the Ramban, I believe,
yes,
their main qualification is that they were appointed by people. So once you take that away, once you take the fact that they are Amaratzim, even though they were appointed, then they don't even get off the ground. They have nothing to say.
Exactly.
So
according to Rabban David and Ramban, they have to have some knowledge. The Yoshe Kornitz are somewhat knowledgeable. Yodea Mashuhu, Yodea Ksas Torah. They know Ksas Torah. They're not an Amaratz Gomer.
But once we establish that they are, then they're not even, that Ramban and Rav David don't have what to say in the conversation. As in,
sure they do. According to Ramban and Rav David, they know a little bit. So Rav Meir says, so what? They know a little bit, but still I can pass them. Chama say no, but once they've been appointed, they're elevated. They can't be touched. But according to Ramban and Rav David, if it would be an Amar Skamer, then the appointment of the city would not help. That's what I want to bring out. You understand what I'm saying? They have to be a base level of learning.
Right.
If they're a base level of learning, then the appointment of the city helps, according to the Chachamim. Right, and you can't pass them. But if you're dealing with an Amar Shgomer, this sheet would say it's unacceptable.